Welcome into another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. It is Thursday, May 29th. I'm your host, J.R. Davis. Our guest today is North Little Rock attorney and Republican candidate for Attorney General, David Sterling. He's currently facing a June 10th runoff against fellow Republican Leslie Rutledge, who we interviewed earlier this week. You can find that on NWAhomepage.com. Before we sit down and talk with him, let's get to some news around the state this morning. It's shaping up to be the most expensive campaign season in Arkansas's history. Now voters are being hit with a never-before-seen wave of simultaneous ads in the Tom Cotton, Mark Pryor Senate race. Two are from the Cotton campaign itself. You've probably seen those. But five others are from outside groups supporting Cotton. And one political expert, Joe Giamo with the University of Arkansas Little Rock, thinks this is only the beginning. Take a listen.
By the fall, you're going to see... I'm not going to see a lot of room on TV for other ads than ads for this race.
Those outside groups spent more than $3 million on ads this week alone. For more on this special report from David Goins, you can go to NWAhomepage.com. Joining me now is Republican candidate for Attorney General headed into a June 10th runoff against Leslie Rutledge, David Sterling. Thanks so much for taking time today.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate your time.
Already making history in the Republican Party, the first Republican runoff statewide, making history there. And, of course, if a Republican is elected and one of you can beat Nashville State Representative Nate Steele in the general election in November, that will also be history. So some pretty cool stuff to keep an eye on heading into November.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it.
All right, let's get to the first question. You led by nearly 10 points among early and absentee voters, but lost by 8 points when the primary night was over. And then, of course, the third-place candidate, Patricia Nation, endorsed your opponent. How much confidence do you have heading into June 10th?
I'm very confident. I feel really good about the election results on election night. I saw that my opponent had stated that she didn't expect to have a runoff at all. So, you know, the fact that I'm in the runoff. You know, I'm thrilled to be here. I think that the early vote count kind of shows some of my strength in the sense that a lot of people that get out and do the early voting, those are the people that are more engaged and want to make sure that their vote counts. A lot of people that vote on Election Day vote out of a sense of civic obligation, that sort of thing. So they're there for a variety of reasons. I mean, all the different candidates and all the different races had turned out their votes and their voters. And like I say, people were there for a variety of reasons. The people that are going to actually vote in the June 10th election are going to be people that are actually focused on the Attorney General's race. And I think that I offer a pretty clear distinction between myself and my opponent in that regard. And I think that once people actually focus on the AG's race and the differences between the candidates, I feel very confident that most people are going to vote for David Sterling on June 10th.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Obviously, a pretty big fall off between primary election night and a runoff, so we'll see what kind of voters turn out. On to my second question. Arkansas, this has been an issue in this race for a while. That's the death penalty. You have been an advocate for bringing back the electric chair. A lot of people think that's kind of a strange stance to take. Why are you for something like that?
Well, first of all, it's not my stance. It's the legislature's stance. You know, long before this became an issue in this race, I mean, the main issue is that, you know, Dustin McDaniel offered an opinion last summer that said our death penalty system is broken, and perhaps we might need to scrap it and move on. Earlier this year in January, I issued a press release that offered a solution to our lethal injection statute, you know, moving from the traditional drug of sodium thiopental that we've used in the past, which we can't get anymore because the European manufacturer has stopped exporting it to the United States, and a lot of other states, including Texas, Ohio, Oklahoma, and Tennessee, they've moved to a new drug protocol just calling for the use of pentobarbital. Well, the European manufacturer has threatened to drive production or export of that drug to the U.S. as well, and so they've moved to actually contracting with local domestic compounding pharmacies to acquire that drug to have a ready supply. Some of those states, there are people that are using the state FOI laws to find out the identity of those compounding pharmacies, and they're staging protests outside those pharmacies trying to shut them down. So what Tennessee has done is they've moved to using pentobarbital, but also excluded the identity of those manufacturers from the FOI laws. That way they'll have a ready supply. And this is what's happening in other states, and that's what I proposed back in January. As far as the electric chair, that was a response to a reporter's question asking if I would support it, and I've said, well, that's what Arkansas law calls for.
So, and then, not to mean to interrupt you there for a second, so you're saying that this was just a response to a reporter's questions, that right now this is the way the Arkansas legislature looks at it, but do you support using the electric chair moving forward, if that was something that was up in conversation?
Well, I mean, I support Arkansas law. You know, I mean, I'm not going to be like Eric Holder and pick and choose which laws I want to enforce, ones I want to ignore. I mean, he's actually called for that in the context of same-sex marriage, and and apparently, you know, others are wanting to act that way in this attorney general's race. I mean, it's not the role of the attorney general to pick what what method of execution. That's something within the purview of the legislature. And our legislature in the early 80s, when they adopted lethal injection as the preferred method of execution, they said in their wisdom that, you know, if our lethal injection statute is ever held to be unconstitutional, then our fallback method shall be electrocution. And that's what they said, and that's what current Arkansas law says. And, so basically all I've said is, you know, why not follow Arkansas law? The legislature's already chosen the preferred method of execution. So it's not David Sterling calling for electrocution. I'm just referring back to what the legislature wrote into the law.
Why are you qualified for the Attorney General's office? Your opponent harps on it quite a bit about your lack of experience. You've had a quote saying that that's laughable. But why right now should you be the next Attorney General of Arkansas?
Well, I think that, you know, essentially the Attorney General's office is essentially the largest law firm in the state. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it's critical that we elect an Attorney General that, you know, is experienced and has, you know, the experience in practicing Arkansas law in Arkansas. And that's what I do. You know, I've been practicing law for 15 years now here in the state of Arkansas, representing Arkansas citizens and Arkansas businesses regarding matters of Arkansas law in Arkansas courts. I have the highest peer review rating available for an attorney. It's an AV Martindale Hubbell rating for my preeminent legal skills and highest ethical standards. And the reason I say it's laughable is because my opponent has very little law practice experience. She's only actually practiced law in Arkansas for 2 years. She practiced 1 year as a deputy in the Lone Oak County Prosecuting Attorney's Office 8 years ago, and she practiced for 1 year in at DHS about 7 years ago. Other than that, she's been a law clerk or a political operative for the remainder of her career. The last 5 years, she spent in Washington, D.C. As a political operative, and then she moved back here to run for attorney general. I think we need someone that's actually practiced Arkansas law in Arkansas courts and representing Arkansans and Arkansas businesses, and that's what I represent. And I think that that's critical if we're going to elect an attorney general leading Arkansas's largest law firm.
This has been a very interesting race so far, to say the least. Interesting also with your race, there's been, for an attorney general's race in something like the state of Arkansas, there's been a lot of outside money poured into your race. There's an ad that most of us have seen. It's interesting because the attorney general is kind of charged with bringing those consumer protection lawsuits on behalf of their state. That can mean a lot of money in those judgments. And a lot of those business interests represented by the chamber of those states. It's even easier now for these outside groups to pour money in because of that 2010 Supreme Court decision with Citizens United. It's interesting to me. Do you feel like people look at this and say, well, of course, these special interests would love to have an attorney general in their back pocket? What do you talk to people who say, hey, listen, this is a lot of money being poured into an attorney general's race in the state of Arkansas?
Well, I don't know anything about these groups. I haven't talked to any of these groups. I am flattered that other people are actually looking at this race and realizing who the more qualified and more conservative attorney is running for this position. But, you know, I can't even call these guys and ask them to stop running the ads or call them and tell them thank you for taking an interest in the race. I'm just keeping my hands off that. If other people want to advocate for me, of course my opponent has former governor of Arkansas, advocating for her and pouring money into this, and she's got other outside groups, and she, if you look at her finance reports, you'll see that she's raising all kinds of money from Washington D.C. Law firms and special interest groups, and so there's money being poured in on both sides here, and at the end of the day, I think Arkansans are just wanting to have the information they need to select the next attorney general with, a wealth of experience practicing, again, in Arkansas, representing Arkansas businesses and Arkansas citizens in matters pertaining to Arkansas law. And I've got 15 years of experience doing that, and I think that that's what the people of Arkansas are going to look for when selecting their attorney general.
That group I was referring to and didn't fail to mention, it was America Future Fund. They also are the ones responsible for one of the ads running for you. That brings to my final question for you. Should the position of attorney general, this has been a very partisan race. It is obviously a primary between yourself and Ms. Rutledge, but it has been very partisan in that you both have kind of talked about what you support as far as, whether it be the Second Amendment rights, gay marriage, pro-life. In your opinion, should the position of attorney general be a nonpartisan position?
Well, I think that people ought to know what their attorney general candidates stand for. I'm the only candidate in this race that has a plan for, pushing back against this overreaching federal government through the establishment of the Federalism Task Force. My opponent, her position is that she wants to wake up every day and ask herself how to sue the federal government. I've actually got a responsible way of addressing that. I'm the only candidate with a plan to fix our broken death penalty system with a new drug protocol that's constitutionally sound. I'm the only candidate that has advocated for the safety of Arkansas citizens, through a stand your ground law that I'm asking that the legislature consider when they come back into session next year. I think it's real important that, when looking at the candidates, that you do draw some distinctions, and I think that Arkansans are looking for the more serious and responsible candidate when selecting an attorney general. And I think that gets to your point. Should it be a partisan or nonpartisan race? And the point is that I think that more importantly than anything else, that we look to a serious and responsible candidate. And I think that that's what I'm offering Arkansas voters.
We've seen it already with the current Attorney General Dustin McDaniel saying that while he supports gay marriage, he will defend the ban on gay marriage in Arkansas. But I think you have, whether it be the Republican side or even some of those independents that kind of lean right, that may say, the Attorney General is not fighting for this as much as we think he should because maybe his own personal values come into play. And I'm not at all saying that's what's happening. But when you come out and say, hey, listen, I support, I'm pro-life. We've already seen this stuff in Arkansas already with abortion, big issues on that, gay marriage, big issues on that. But you go through these big issues, very controversial issues, and maybe you come out and say, I support this or I don't support that, and then something comes down the pike and all of a sudden you're having to defend that. And let's say you beat Ms. Rutledge in the runoff, and then you go on to November, you win that, 53-47, let's say that. Okay, for the rest of your tenure as Attorney General of the state of Arkansas, when something controversial that maybe you're on the other side of comes down the pike, 47% of Arkansans, you can argue, say, I don't know that David Sterling is fighting the way he should be for this issue that maybe he's not in support of. What do you say to that?
Well, I say I've got 15 years of experience doing just that. I don't always agree with the positions that my clients are put in. I don't always advocate for, some of the things that they do in their businesses or whatever. The point is that everybody's entitled to an attorney, and everybody is entitled to legal representation, and it's up to the court system and up to our system of justice to figure out who's right and who's wrong. I've got 15 years of experience advising Arkansans and Arkansas businesses on matters of Arkansas law, and counseling them on different issues and representing them in courts in Arkansas. And regardless of how I might personally feel about them or what they're accused of, or what the other side has accused them of doing. So, you know, having that breadth of experience actually representing people like that, you know, I think that that's what you need in the Attorney General's office. Now, what's really important here, though, is on those particular issues that you're talking about, Arkansas has moved in a more conservative direction in recent years. I mean, we elected our first Republican majority in the House and Senate in 138 years, just a couple of years ago. And so now you're seeing bills that normally would have gotten, you know, pushed down in committee, are actually making their way out of committee, making their way onto the floor of the House and Senate. They're actually getting enacted into law now, even despite Governor Beebe's vetoes. And I think that we need somebody in the AG's office now that not only can argue these issues from their head, but like we've been taught in law school, but also from their heart. And I'm a very pro-life Christian conservative. Believe life begins at conception. So to have the ability and the duty to defend Arkansas law, whether it's a 12-week fetal heartbeat bill or the 20-week fetal pain bill, that'd be a sincere honor for me. And when it comes to voter ID, you know, another bill that was vetoed and overridden. I mean, I've long believed that, you know, the opportunity to vote is something that's very sacred and shouldn't be taken for granted. And if someone casts a vote illegally and cancels out somebody's legal vote, I think that's a real problem. And having a minimal step of having a show of photo ID is, to me, just kind of a no-brainer. And to have the opportunity to argue that and to argue to protect people's rights to vote and to keep their vote from being canceled out by someone who's not legitimately who they say that they are, you know, again, be an honor for me. We're seeing some very conservative laws finally come out of our legislature, and I think we need a very conservative attorney in the Attorney General's office representing Arkansans, representing Arkansas, and representing and defending these very conservative laws, and that's what I represent.
I don't mean to continue to harp on this, but I hear what you're saying. But again, what happens if, you know, it's very, very close right now in the state house. Let's say that somehow Democrats regain control this election or next election in the legislature, and you don't see those laws, or you see something come out on the other side of abortion or on the other side of gay marriage. I think for me, when you look at an attorney general, and just these are questions that we get all the time here at the station, but when you look at a position like attorney general, your job is to represent what is passed in the state legislature. So what, you know, necessarily, if it's not something that you are for and that you and your opponent, Leslie Rutledge, have been out and said, hey, listen, this is what we stand for. What I'm asking is, do you think that's something that maybe you should keep it to yourself? And I'm just asking that because it's interesting, because when you're dealing with issues on both sides, I think going forward, you would need the trust of all Arkansans moving forward. And that's why I asked if you thought it should be a partisan position sometime in the future. And that just hit on that for me. And just talk about that, because I hear what you're for. But do you see any credence to that at all?
Well, I see where you're coming from. Yeah. I mean, most of what the Attorney General's office does is nonpartisan. Mm-hmm. And there is a partisan aspect to it. But at the same time, I think we ought to know, you know, whether it's through partisan politics or whatever, we ought to be able to know as voters what the Attorney General stands for. What is their bent? And you know, it comes to the maturity of the candidate themselves, mm-hmm. that's offering themselves out there. I mean, if you talk to my clients, if you talk to my the people I've worked with, the people that I've dealt with throughout my legal career, they will tell you that I'm a fair and judicious person regardless, mm-hmm. of what my political leanings are. And I've always carried myself that way. And I think that it's important that an attorney general does that because of the reasons that you're talking about. You need to have someone that is going to approach things in an unbiased manner. But at the same time, voters need to know where my starting point is. But they also, yeah, need to have confidence that I can put aside those personal feelings and beliefs and fight for something, fight for justice, basically. And that's what I will do. That's what I've done it throughout my legal career, and I'll continue to do it in the AG's office. And people need to have the confidence that I will set aside any personal feelings in order to represent Arkansas. You know, the issues coming up in the medical marijuana thing, you know, on the voter guide, I said that I was undecided on it. My opponent is beating me up in the media now, saying that I don't know which way I stand on that. If you look at my explanation in the voter guide, all I'm saying is that this is going to be an issue for the voters of Arkansas. And if they pass it, I'm going to defend Arkansas law if they pass it. If they don't pass it, I'm going to defend present Arkansas laws and prosecute, you know, or defend prosecutions of criminals under current drug statutes. I mean, it's again, the role of a lawyer, the role of a serious and responsible lawyer to let you know where they are, advise you on both sides of the issue, and then represent their client in court. And in that case, you know, the client will be the citizens of Arkansas who passed that law, or the citizens of Arkansas who turned down and rejected that law. And you need to have a responsible and serious attorney general that will represent the state adequately in that respect.
David Sterling, attorney from North Little Rock, is running for attorney general on the Republican side. He faces a runoff with Leslie Rutledge June 10th. And early voting kicks off, what, less than a week now?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And, I mean, I'm just really eager to find out what the voters want to do here. I feel very strongly that when they consider the candidates that they'll vote for David Sterling.
All right, David Sterling, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck to you, sir, and we'll catch up with you next time around.
Thank you so much.
This has been another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. For our director, Jeff Campbell, I'm J.R. Davis. We'll see you next time.
This production is copyright 2014 by Nexstar Broadcasting Group. All rights reserved.